Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know anything about sports. I watch, I read some stuff, I go on Twitter, and I come here and take calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm kidding. Obviously, if you've listened to the show, you got to know a little bit. Pequeño, Poco, I know a little bit. But I'm just not that guy. You know, I feel like you listen to so much radio over the years and hosts act like they know everything. You can't know everything. I'm not old enough to know everything. And it always trips me out. Like, with baseball specifically, I hate when people are like, this guy doesn't know ball. Not just me, anyone. Or like, oh, this guy doesn't know anything about baseball. There's so much to know, bro. What are you talking about? There's so much history, so many stats, there's so many players, so many games. Give people a break. Not everybody cares about BABIP. Not everybody cares about ex-WOBA, weighted runs created plus. Like, not everybody's watching like that. Some people just go to the game to drink, bro. Give it a rest. Said I was going to talk football. I don't know football that much. Yes, I do. Let me stop lying. I just always remind y'all, like, when it comes to football, I didn't play baseball. I stopped playing baseball by the time I was 13. Football, I played until I was 21. I played at two Division I football schools. I was a bench rider. I rode pine. I'm not ashamed of it because I was doing a lot of other things in college that I had a great time doing. Football sucked for the most part. But, like, I still was in practice. I still was in the meetings. I still watched hours and hours of film. And you know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch hours and hours of NFL Network coverage. Back Together weekend starts. Let's go. Let's go. If you're if you're an American football fan like I am, you know what I'm talking about. Inside Training Camp Live at 9 a.m. on NFL Network, fans can tune in for live coverage of what they call Back Together weekend. And they start talking about the entire league. I would say football is a sport that, like, I care about the entire league. Baseball, not so much. NBA, definitely not. But, like, when it comes to football, man, every single team. I could talk to you about any team. I challenge you. In the chat, I just said, hey, what football team do y'all rock with? You guessed it. Big Blue. Gang Green. The G-Men. The Jets. It's, you know, it's all Jets and Giants fans. But I'm waiting for someone to call up and be like, actually, Keith, you know, I'm a San Diego Superchargers fan. I know they're in L.A. now, but, like, let's talk about the Chargers this year. What do you think? What are you thinking they could do? Or actually, Keith, you know what, man? I rock with Sixburg. It's time to make it Sevenburg. You see what the Steelers have done? They got to get more than 9 wins. They got to get back to the Super Bowl. Or how about them Cowboys? That's another popular one. Cowboys, Steelers. Let's not talk about the Cowboys. 49ers have a lot of fans. Now all of a sudden the Chiefs have a lot of fans. Oh, how could I forget? They were doing the chant in Yankee Stadium. The Eagles have a ton of fans. This season, man, I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. I would like it to be the Bills. I feel like the Bills are due. And, like, I feel like the Bills are a team that if they won the Super Bowl, however they did it, and I know Jets fans are like, whoa, get this guy off the mic. But, like, I feel like if the Bills won the Super Bowl, how could you hate on them? You watched them fail some 30, 35 years ago. How could you hate on them if they get it done, man? They got the MVP. They got Hard Knocks. When does Hard Knocks start? ChatGPT knows. When does Hard Knocks start? Hard Knocks is coming back. That's how you know we're back. When Hard Knocks, you hear that music. And then what's the guy's name that does the voiceover? Lieb Schreiber. Yeah, when Hard Knocks starts, you know we're back into football. And the Bills got it this year. And, you know, I'm rooting for them. Hard Knocks is August 5th, 9 p.m. I'll probably be on air, but I'll be watching. I'm watching quarterback, but I don't watch TV enough. I like can't get through it fast enough. I don't have enough time. But yeah, I'm excited for football, man. I think if you're a Jet fan, Giant fan, you should be excited too. Not for the prospect of winning a bunch of games. I don't think either team is winning a bunch of games. I think the Jets have a better chance. And I like everything I'm hearing out of Jets camp with Aaron Glenn. Huge scare with Justin Fields. I woke up 2 days ago, and when I saw that he got carted off the field, I'm like, wow. I'm like, the Jets can't catch a break. But then today, he's back out there, or yesterday, he's back out there on the field with the, with the toe injury, just kind of taking it slow. And with the Giants, I think you're seeing there's some competition in camp, and they're having some fun, and you know, guys like Cam Scadaboo goofing around with Jackson Dart, that's all good. So Jets fans, call me up. Giants fans, call me up. And any NFL fans, call me up. Incoming. I see the Mets fans. They're popping up. 888-808-1019. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets. Or like the dude Santo said it. Let's go, Mets. I just cracked up in the chat. Because, one, the Mets fans should have been rooting for the Yankees to beat the Mets. I said there were Mets fans in the ballpark. They weren't rooting hard enough. But in the chat, Day says, man, Mets fans trying to tell us that we're still the Yankees kills me inside. I can't lie. You hear that on the fan consistently. I think I heard a Met fan call up, and it's like the Met fan calling up to tell the Yankee fan to stop crying and that you guys are going to be fine. It's like, we don't want to hear it from you guys. Congratulations on the rich owner and all the improvements. And, you know, good luck to you in the National League. But like, we don't want to hear from the Met fan that the Yankees are still the Yankees and you're going to make the postseason and you're going to add at the deadline and you're going to be fine. We've been fine for years. Fine isn't good enough. Fine isn't good enough. Nick is in Yaphank, New York. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on? I listen to you every night on my break. I'm out here grinding just like you are.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no, you're great. And, you know, for the first time, I realized I didn't really know your name until I heard you say Keith before, but I listened to you every night.
Yeah, a lot of times I say KM to AM, but yes, Keith McPherson, nighttime.
Yeah, Keith, it's nice to talk to you, man.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for calling.
But I wanted to interject, you know, I called, it's almost an hour ago because I'm on a break and I got to go back in. But I wanted to say about A-Rod at third base, that whole conversation you guys had before. You forgot about three other great third basemen that we had.
Chase Headley? Gio Urshela?
No, I'm talking Leche, Melky Cabrera. That was a highlight reel. And remember what Scott Brosius just did for us?
Well, after Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez was done in like 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. We're saying post Alex Rodriguez in the last 10 years, who's the best third baseman the Yankees have had?
Okay, maybe I missed that part of the conversation, but I mean, I used to love watching Melky at third base. You know, he's the milkman,
and then in the outfield,
he was crazy. And come on, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. My uncle was a pro ball player, so I've met like Ed Figueroa. I'm going back deep, Reggie Jackson, Tommy, like those guys. And, also you got Greg Nettles, you know, but yeah. I get that part of the conversation, but I just wanted to say hello and I love your show and, I'm going to keep listening, but I got to get my ass back into work.
Was this your first call, Nick? This is the first time calling?
This is my first call. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I always take my break around midnight. You know, I'm a nurse out here in Yaphank. I work at the jail. Sorry. And, you know, I love your show, man. And, I'm going to keep listening, and we'll talk again.
Appreciate it, Nick. Caught yourself there. I thought he was about to drop the, you know, I didn't catch it. I didn't dump it. I think we're good. But, nah, man, that that's a sidebar too. You know, sports aside, fandom aside, Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets, you know, I could be off. I could be home. I could be doing a bunch of other things. It's always tough Friday night because it's a long week, you know, and like I feel for folks that, you know, are working this shift. Like the rest of the world, Friday comes, summer Fridays, people don't even work Friday in the corporate world. The rest of the world, Friday comes and it's, oh, I'm finally into the weekend. I'm off and I'm done. So, man, shout out to the grinders, the overnighters, the people at hospitals, you know, nurses or people at warehouses or people driving right now. Like, I swear, like, I think about that with this time slot. I think about, yo, I want to be there, right? I could take off. I think I'm off next Friday. And shout out to the good folks at WFAN that do me that solid because they know I have a young child at home. You know, they know I don't really sleep. You know, they know it's a lot going on, and I go to these games, and I'm never not going to the game. I've always gone to the game, and I'll go to the game and still come through here because I'm like, man, I'm getting somebody through their shift. I'm entertaining somebody. I have a live chat right now approaching 1,400 people, and, like, if 1,400 people were in WFAN right now, that'd be amazing, and there's way more people listening on the radio and the Odyssey app, so that little sidebar, man, like, you don't even have to know my name. It ain't about me. It's about all of us. It's about, you know, New York, sports, entertainment, radio. And I understand the relationship people have with the radio. You can work and listen to the radio in your headset, in your AirPods, whatever. You can drive and listen to the radio and keep your eyes on the road. And, like, I try to, that's why I said I'm not going to let them kill my vibe. It's Friday night into Saturday morning. I try to kind of, you know, entertain and make you laugh and go in some different directions and talk about some different things. So, man, Nick, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that's working during this shift. Hoff is coming up next, and he's going to keep it going as well. Hoff is a musical genius. I've really, like, giving Hoff, you know, his flowers over the last, like, year or so. I realized, like, with BT and Sal, he's doing all the rejoin music. And when I listen to his show, you know, a lot of people talk about how my show is different because of the hip-hop element. Yeah, there's, like, a rock element. And then even, like, an element of, you know, depending on what the conversation is, Hoff will cue up songs that go with the vibe in the moment. So, yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate everybody that listens to WFAN. You know, radio is a evolving platform right now, but this station has been around for 38 years because there are people that just, like, decide, hey, I'm going to work, or I'm getting in the car, I'm going where I'm going, and I'm rocking with WFAN. So I appreciate you guys. And like I said, it's bigger than me. You don't have to know my name, but like you just said, you listen to my show. So Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Let's continue to take calls. I said Mets fans were coming in. Let's get some reaction and some thoughts to that Mets game. That's a big win for the Mets. Win streak continues for the Mets. The Mets are absolutely rolling. Guys have broken out of their slump. A round of applause for Clay Holmes. His mama call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. I got to stop calling him Prey Holmes. You know, Clay Holmes goes out there tonight, and we've talked so much about him hitting a wall. We've talked about him being in the bullpen. Well, tonight he goes out there, 5 innings, 6 hits, only gives up that one run early, locks in, strikes out 2. How many pitches did he throw? 104 pitches. So good job, Clay Holmes. And then excellent Brazoban, Rico Garcia podcast, and then Castillo gets it done. And you still have high leverage guys to go tomorrow. So looking like the Mets can continue winning, keep the win streak going, the good vibes going, maybe take the series tomorrow as well. Down in Florida, Jeff, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, yeah, speaking of your name, I remember when I heard your name for the first time, I figured, oh, he's got to be the whitest guy there, Keith McPherson.
Yeah, I used to get that in high school. Like, people thought I was Irish, Keith McPherson.
Right, yeah.
Because my name would be in the papers, and I'd meet people, and... Nah, black dude, yeah. Long hair, locks, like, you know, 6'2", 205. And when people see me too, I break that wall down from the radio. I'm like, nah, man. But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, name not always don't. But speaking of names, how about that, you know, I gotta be careful how you say this name. This is a game that Nick Kurtz had. That was at least.
All-timer.
You gotta be careful with
it. Yeah.
But the tied the record for total bases. with the Sean Green, I think it was, 6 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
19 bases, crazy for a rookie, too. That's pretty amazing. And the name, just the sidebar, I'm sure will come up with some of the warning shows. But anyway, about the Mets, thanks to the Yankees for letting us get Rico Garcia back. I don't know if he's going to be on the playoff roster, but he's one of those guys that just seems like he throws strikes. He's when they're not using the top guys.
He's helping. David Stearns has brought him back, sent him away, brought him back. The Yankees pick him up, and he sabotages us in Atlanta, comes right back to the Mets, and he's helping the Mets.
But Soto's a good pickup. I know he made Juan Soto look pretty bad in the appearance against him at Baltimore, and he's allowing like only a 130-something average against lefties. So he'll be a good fit. And I think they still got to add another pitcher, either a swing guy or a reliever, or another arm for the staff, and then maybe one outfielder or something potentially, because I know Taylor had a good at bat or two, but you can't really count on him to start games. He's a guy to come off the bench to defensively pinch run, that type of thing, but they don't really have that center fielder. You like somebody that you could at least feel comfortable about starting.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I think you got to pay attention to the road. It sounded like, and I got to move the line along anyway. thanks for the call. What I'll say is, you know, you would like a center fielder with more pop than Tyrone Taylor. Jose Siri, who you went after, has been hurt, and we don't know his timetable to return. You don't really want to be throwing Jeff McNeil out there, but I don't know. Has there been any thought to moving Brandon Nimmo back to center field? I just had this thought now, because Brandon Nimmo's balling now that they moved him back to leadoff. Maybe they move him back to center field. And I know, can Marte play left field? Not really. He can't run. Jesse Winker? Maybe you could. Jesse Winker is hurt. I know he's hurt. When's he going to return? Maybe if you don't get a guy at the deadline, you could play with the idea of Brandon Nimmo going back to center field. He's making center field money, and he's balling. He's doing what he's got to do. You know, Nimmo being back at the top of the order, there was a little bit of an adjustment period. Obviously, Lindor was struggling. They moved him off, and then he struggled again. But Nimmo is finding it at the top of the order. He had 2 hits, 2 ribbies tonight at a double. His OPS is up now to 800. And I don't know, maybe there's something to him playing center field. And then if you're trying to stack your lineup, but now the Mets lineup has come back around at the top of the order. And, you know, things are turning up good for the Mets. You know, Alvarez is back. He's doing his thing. Brett Beatty, Mauricio. Got to get Vientos going. But they're not hurting so much for that center field bat. You would like it. It'd be a luxury. But they're not desperate for it. So they're not going to give up anything to go get a Cedric Mullins or, Harrison Bader to come back. Or Jaron Duran, a lot of people are interested in. I don't think the Red Sox are moving him. You've paid these guys at the top of your lineup. Nimmo, big contract. Lindor, Soto. Those guys all have big contracts, long contracts. And then Alonso's got big money for this year. Those guys got to get it done. McNeil's got a little deal. Those guys got to get it done. And when they get it done and you pitch well enough, the Mets look really good. And I think the Mets are in good shape here as, we march forward to the deadline and the rest of the season. This is a huge West Coast swing for them. And they started off with a bang. They scored early in this game. You know, that game was over in the fourth inning. They had 6 runs on the board by the fourth inning, and then they tack on 2 in the ninth, and they don't give up anything after that first inning, which was just, a single, a double, and then a ground out. Clay Holmes locks in, bullpen is nails, and you're set up for tomorrow. 888-808-1019. Ross in Bergen County back on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Keep the time, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, holding it down.
Hey, I got to keep it down a little bit. I'm in a hotel room.
You're going to wake up your pops? Oh, where'd you drive to? Canada? Where'd you drive to?
No, we're heading down to Miami. But we
stopped Miami, in the 305. That's where I'm like, I knew you were going somewhere either north or south, far.
We pulled Evan Roberts trip. We drove down here and we stopped in Georgia. So I don't want to wake up the family. But, bro, I saw that Kurtz game, bro.
Insane.
And I don't know if you brought up the fact that he was 5 feet away from doing it five times, which has never happened.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up. I made him the big shot of the night, and I called some things out. But I just saw a tweet that, like, if he was in Wrigley Field, City Field, or Fenway Park, he would have had a five-homer game.
That's insane, bro. That's insane. This is the guy who got called up, what, in May? And this is, bro, they're must-watch TV.
They're
good. This is their MO with that. You know, we saw this with Olsen and Chapman and Murphy. They didn't pay any of those guys. They had this team that they won the division, the kind of the Mickey Mouse division during the COVID year. They won the ALS.
Yeah.
And they won.
I don't want to say the Athletics are good because obviously their record isn't. But like they have some good players. They have a future with some of these young good players like Jacob Wilson, All Star.
Well, that's the other one, yeah.
Lawrence Butler.
It's kind of like Kurtz is stealing his glory, but Wilson was down, like 350?
Yeah, I mean, and he still started the All-Star game as a rookie. Like, they have a future.
Yeah.
They're not a good team, but they have some good players, and they certainly have a future. If they can keep this team together till they get to Vegas, maybe they got something.
Well, look at what it boils down to is all this talent they have now. You know, I brought up the team from 5 years ago, and all time some of the names they've had, and Luis Severino's their highest-paying contract ever. And the season he's having in his it was a multi-year deal, right? It was like 2 years. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, the Mets. I don't think the Mets were going to give him the years. He might have two with an option. Maybe it's three.
And he's been awful. Yeah. So I don't know, man. But Kurtz and then that lineup's insane, and it's he's got to be rookie of the year at this point. No, I mean the numbers he's putting up. I mean Wilson's probably the only one who's even close. But I mean I saw that number. He's got like the first 60-game sample size or something, he's right there with Judge, like highest OPS, and they said most extra base hits, he's only second to DiMaggio in his first 60-something game. So what he's doing is crazy. And it just kind of like, you know, you always hate to reiterate it, but we see some of the prospects we have here, and you can only think what could have been. And not even just that lineup, like PCA kind of, and Wood, and Churio, these kind of guys that you're seeing tearing the cover off the ball all over the league, and we got people who are, you know, flirting with the Mendoza line.
That's why, you know what? It's time to call Spencer Jones up, bro.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Spencer Jones is down there mashing. These young guys are mashing. Nick Kurtz, Roman Anthony, Augustin Ramirez, former Yankee, Jacob Wilson, Cam Smith. Like, there's some young guys playing. Yeah.
Holiday even. Holiday's having a bounce back year.
So they can go ahead and trade Dominguez and call up Spencer Jones. No, they're not going to do that.
Hey, McMahon's, it felt like McMahon was an unofficial Yankee for the last 2 years. He was everybody's go-to with deadline talks and everything.
His name had come up a bunch. Francesa laid claim to that today. So I've been talking about this guy for 2 years.
Unbelievable, bro. And, leave it to the Mets to find a way to have the worst two Sotos in the entire MLB. It's a joke, man. Look, Gregory Soto's got solid stuff. But I remember when Detroit, which, by the way, you know, me being the captain of the hate watch Tiger ship, how about them, by the way? I'll say this, like, when they were, like brutal, and he was their go-to, their representative every year. But overall, he's had some solid stuff. The problem with him is the command, though. I mean, he basically feels like Lefty Brazoban, which last year, Brazoban, I mean, besides the first month of this year, has been a nightmare. But
the pitching lab, the pitching lab, the pitching lab, the pitching lab. The pitching lab seems to be working again. Maybe they got some secrets out of Dexter's lab. And you got to have faith that they'll be able to get guys right. And whoever you bring in, once they get in Jeremy Hefner's laboratory, they're going to come out better for it.
Hey, man. Hopefully, man. Hey, appreciate the time, bro.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Ross is on a road trip. Young Ross just graduated high school, took a road trip with his fam. Diehard WFAN guy. So much so, he's listening in the hotel room. His parents are sleeping. Buddy's in the bathroom like, yeah, I got to call Keith and talk about the Mets and the Yankees. I appreciate it. Let's keep it rolling. I got one more call until we break, and then I'm going to run out of time, but that's okay. I got plenty of time to take calls, and then Hoff will take it from there. Let's go to Nick in Helmeta on the fan. What's up, Nick?
How you doing, buddy? I was going to call about the Cowboys, but off topic from that, I definitely have some future bets on that A's team. I was expecting some big things out of them. That lineup's ridiculous. I just wish they had some pitching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got guys that can hit. They've had some games, and we've seen it. They scored some runs on the Yankees out there, and then even what they did tonight, they've got some hitters. They got to keep that team together.
Langeliers is a stud catcher. Even Andujar gets on base. Like, you wish the Yankees had a guy that was getting on base at that kind of clip.
Yeah.
That's a good offense for sure.
Yeah, they put up 15, and that's a historic night for Nick Kurtz. And there's something about these young guys, man. They're stepping into Major League Baseball, and they're not afraid. That's why I'm like, yo, get Spencer Jones up here. They've got some guys out there that, like, these guys play in a minor league ballpark. These guys are, you know, tearing the cover off the ball when they go other places. And yeah, I got respect.
If I'm not watching Yankees, I'm watching A's.
Yeah, I know they're a last place team. They only got 44 wins, but they've had some nights where they put up double digit hits, double digit runs, where you kind of look and you're like, well, like you said, if they get some pitching and they can keep some of their core guys together and actually pay some guys, it might really be like the grass is greener pastures in Vegas. Like, in 3 years, when they're supposed to get to Vegas, they might actually have something. But
100%.
What were you thinking about the Jerry Joneses?
Oh my God, man! I'm here. I was excited about Jadon Blue. Javonte a few years ago was solid. You know, maybe a top five running back potentially, and then he got hurt. And then with Jadon Blue, I was excited about him. Now I'm hearing he's lazy and work ethic isn't there. And
yeah, I read that too. I read that too, and that's not going to matter. I think a lot of these guys are just like, it's so early in camp. Let's see what happens once they get the pads on. Let's see what happens when they get in the preseason. I don't know if you heard my show last night. Unfortunately, I'm a Dallas fan. It's what I picked when I was a kid. But like, they're not going to run the ball. They just need to be able to run the ball better. They need to have some resemblance of a run game. It can't be Rico Dowdle, which no knock to Rico Dowdle. He actually, you know, turned it on at some point. But like, they doubled back with Ezekiel Elliott. He was absolutely cooked. If the combination of Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and Jaden Blue can do anything to be a threat, it's just going to open up the pass game, and they're throwing it anyway. You don't go get George Pickens to pair with CeeDee Lamb. And now if Dak is healthy, they're throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. Shoddy's the head coach now. They're throwing the ball 50 times a game in this NFL.
Now, back year for Ferguson too, right?
Yeah, Ferg as well. Like they're throwing the ball to the running backs too. Dak is at the level of this offense now and this experience now, where it's his show and he's hurt all the time. If they keep him healthy, he's got CeeDee Lamb, he's got George Pickens. One of those guys is going to be open. He's throwing the ball, but they have to have at least the threat of short yardage. I think between Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, those guys can get you 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And then it's got to be that Blue can be the home run hitter that we saw with Texas. They can miss me with the Deuce Vaughn talk. That guy is like a literally looks like a Pop Warner player on the field. But they should.
Because of his dad, that was it.
Yeah,
man.
It was
That's
a story.
Jerry.
Yes, it was a storyline for Jerry Jones and that kid's. I mean, he was all right at Kansas State. He's way over his head with the Cowboys, but at least they did sign Miles Sanders. I think still got a little bit left in the tank. Javonte Williams hopefully has something left in the tank. And Jaden Blue, I think once he's playing in games, once he gets going, yeah, they'll be fine in the backfield. And I'm not expecting them to run the ball that much anyway. They're throwing it first down, second down, and third down. Don't forget about Kevontae Turpin in the mix as well. They can hand him the ball.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the call, Nick. 1:30 on my watch, and it just hit 1:31, but you know the radio's delayed a little bit, so I don't know. It'll be like 1:32, 1:33 when you hear this. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. This is my last 20, 25 minutes. We still have Yankee calls, Mets calls. Looking for some reaction from the Met fan that watched that whole game. And then, of course, I said, if you want to talk NFL, you want to talk football, I always want to talk football. We just took a Dallas call. We could take some Giants-Jets calls. We'll wrap this thing up, and I'll pass the rock to Hoff. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, telling everybody in the chat how much I appreciate them. I don't think we do that enough. I don't think people in this position tell people enough that, like, you matter, I care about you, thank you. So, like, I just said to the chat, like, we got 1,400-plus people on a Friday night at, you know, 1:38 a.m. watching me sit here and talk about the Mets, the Yankees, the Cowboys, you know, anything else that comes to mind. And there's so many people I can't see that listen to WFAN, that listen to my show, and like, you guys are building me up in a way where it is allowing me to do so many other things. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Even if you never call, you know, even if you never call, but you're just out there listening, and you could be asleep right now. You could be watching Netflix right now. You could do anything else. But, you know, us as radio hosts, us as content creators, us as people in the media, you know, we don't exist if people don't literally like us. And the converse, you need some haters too. You need people that hate listen. I know there's probably some people right now listening like, can't wait till this guy gets off so Hoff can talk about the Mets. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm in here with a Yankee headband on, a Jazz Chisholm jersey giveaway, Yankee shorts. I think I said before, I got Yankee logos all over me. I'm not supposed to be the Met guy. I talk Mets because we have to. It's WFAN. We got to share the station. But I don't expect the Met fan to be like, hey, Keith, so what'd you think about Rico Garcia's outing? I saw it. I was in here watching it. Congrats. 8-1. The Mets win. Great pitching. They gave up one run in the first inning, nothing else. And the lineup is looking like the lineup that you paid for. I was just talking to Dre. Shout out to Dre, H&L Dre. Haters never like Dre. He said, during this 5-game win streak, Pete Alonso's 2-for-16. He hasn't been paid Pete. That's why I nicknamed Pete, because you're seeing the paid Pete version of Pete Alonso. And I said, yeah, well, he had the 3-run bomb in game 3 to, you know, help you sweep the Angels. Write this down. Pete Alonso's going to hit a couple homers, 2, maybe 3 homers out west. And then He's going to line himself up to come back to Citi Field in August and break that home run record. And with the attendance in Citi Field and all the people coming out, like I remember watching Judge chase 60, 61, 62. Now, this is obviously not that, but it is still a milestone and a franchise milestone that like people are going to come out to see. So by the time the Mets get back for the first through the sixth, I think Pete Alonso is going to be on watch to you know walk down that home run record, and that's going to be fun. And people are going to come out hoping to see him. Look at this. They got Nick Kurtz on SportsCenter live. Good. That's another thing I've been saying, right? Like, at least they're doing this, right? Nick Kurtz plays in that game, historic game. They've got him on live. I'm guessing this is SportsCenter out in L.A. We need more of this as sports fans at night. That's why, you know, I like, you know, my live that I do on my YouTube and my Twitter, because there's so many people that want to talk about what happened in sports at the end of the day. Like, you know, I'm not going to sleep yet, you know, still reacting to the games. All the games have gone final. And I know when I was a kid, I was like that too. I mean, I'm a grown man like that hosting a show, but as a kid, I just would stay up. I watched SportsCenter on a loop, and we didn't have all these, you know, we had some chat rooms, but they didn't have any video components. So it was
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Just cool to be able to do that in 2025. Appreciate everybody. Let's wrap this thing up. 888-808-1019. Talking about the Mets, talking about the Yankees. And, you know, I said I was going to sprinkle in some football, but we're not there yet. We're not there as far as having actual, you know, things to talk about. Right now, you're just really getting quotes and phone videos. And like I said, I think the Jets and the Giants, you know, they have some players. We'll see how their schedule shakes out. I think they'll be able to surprise some teams. I don't think they're going to be double-digit win teams, but I think it'll be a little bit more fun, at least in the early going of the season with both New York teams. 888-808-1019. Rich is in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Keith, how you doing? I don't know if you remember, but I saw you at the game tonight. I told you I'd call in later, so I had to.
I better late than never. Count it. And I asked, what's your name? Where are you going to be calling from? And here it is.
Yeah. So no, I appreciate you taking the call, Keith. So, you know, just a couple things about the game tonight. So, you know, obviously I ran into you there. I think people are, you know, kind of glossing over, like, this was a big game for the Yankees tonight, and, you know, they kind of blew it. I mean, you're talking about a team that's in first place. You know, there's Phillies fans. There was a ton of Phillies fans at the park tonight. So, you know, you're talking about a team that's in first. You know, it's a kind of a big series. So,
The Mets are in first place after that win. They're a half game up on the Phillies. But go on.
Well, you get what I'm, you know, they're in a tight.
They're a good team. It was a battle of recent World Series losers. The Phillies are a good team.
Yeah. So, you know, I just think, you know, you're kind of talking about a game where, you know, it's close throughout and then, you know, they kind of blow it at the end. I think it was a big game and, you know, I think it's kind of being underrated. Like, now they got to win the next. To win the series.
Oh, They're on sweep alert. It was a huge letdown. As much as they lit that stadium up with the home runs and battling back and having the early lead and then Stanton coming back, like, they completely wet the bed. They completely let us down with the bullpen. But what I was saying earlier in the show, Rich, was it is loud what they need to do at the deadline. Team is screaming right now, we can't continue on this way. If you thought Ryan McMahon wasn't the right move and we should have went bigger and got Eugenio Suarez, no, because the pieces that it would take to get Eugenio Suarez, those pieces we need to be shopping to get elite bullpen arms.
Yeah, I agree. And Keith, that was my, you know, second point here. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's a little bit, you know, bizarre, or it's different that they only have one left-handed pitcher out of the bullpen. They only have Hill. And Hill's been good. I have no problem with Tim Hill, but don't teams usually have, you know,
you have to. Yeah, and that's why Tim Hill's overused. You need lefty on lefty, right. And, like, you need, like, a lefty specialist.
But that's, like, that's a roster construction issue with Cashman. He only has one left-hander in the bullpen. You need at least two or three who are able to, you know, go in and get lefties
all of a sudden they're heavily, you know, they're almost too left-handed with their position players. They've got three left-handed catchers. You just added Ryan McMahon, another left-handed bat. And for years, they never had left-handed hitters. They had Gardy, Mike Ford, you know, they like didn't have enough guys, man. But I don't know. Cashman is hopefully working on it. But I feel like, I think I said this the other night, I feel like Cashman kind of builds himself into like a maze where like all roads end to, like they turn to a dead end. And it's like the roster is clunky and it doesn't always make sense. And then you got to rest guys and sit guys. And yeah, they need another left-handed reliever. They need another, like, they need a dominant swing and miss guy. Somebody coming out of bullpen throwing gas. Yeah. And
It's great stuff, Keith. And you're doing a great show. So, you know, I like that point. I think you're completely right. And the last thing, I'll leave you with this. I'll hang up and listen because you got into the football a little bit. I think, you know, the Giants, I think, are, and I'm a little biased. You know, you're a Cowboys fan. I'm a Giants fan. The Giants will be better than the Cowboys this year.
I think they get them this year. I think they can get them once this year. I don't think the Cowboys are sweeping them.
I think the Giants will finish up with a better record than the Cowboys this year. That'll be a bold take tonight, and you know, I'll kind of leave you with that. But I think if you look at the rosters objectively, you know, the Giants, they do have some ball players on that team, and you know, I think the Cowboys are doing a lot with a couple of guys. They're trying to pay a lot to a couple guys, and they're not filling out the roster. And I think the Giants have done a better job of that. So we'll see what happens this year. But I'll leave you with that bold take tonight. The Giants will have a better record than the Cowboys.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Yeah, you know, you just made me think about, you know, the Cowboys have a rookie head coach. The Cowboys' best player on defense is in contract negotiations that aren't going well. Jerry Jones probably going to wait. And luckily, Micah Parsons is the right kind of guy, a leader on the team. He showed up to practice. He's not holding out like CeeDee Lamb did. But, like, you know, Jerry Jones probably going to pay him late. And I disagree with the, you know, take that the Giants will finish with a better record than the Cowboys, because the Giants' schedule is way tougher than the Dallas Cowboys. We've already gone over just the first 4 weeks. Like, you could start 0-4. The Cowboys are in that first 4 weeks. But what I'll say here is, if Dak Prescott's hurt before the, you know, week 6-7, yeah. Who's the backup for the Dallas Cowboys now? It's not Cooper Rush anymore. It's Joe Milton. And I think a lot of us oohed and awed at that that trade. Like, oh, they got Joe Milton. They picked up Joe Milton. But what is Joe Milton? He had one good game last year at the end of the year with the Patriots. But we don't know what he is in the NFL. We don't know if he's able to come and carry a team and pick up the Dallas Cowboys in the absence of a Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has been at this a long time. Dak Prescott knows a lot of football. And if they lose that guy again, which, I mean, they do lose him every other year, they're probably cooked. They are probably cooked. But I do think the Giants can get him. I talked about this last night. I said if the Giants don't get him the first time, they'll get him the last game of the season when, you know, it probably doesn't matter. Because the way the Giants' schedule shakes out, and the NFL did y'all no favors, Giants fans. It's not right. It's really not fair. It's cruel what they did. But you got to go to the Commanders and then go to the Cowboys. The first 2 weeks, the Giants start the season on the road. You got to go to D.C., then you got to go to Dallas. And if you don't get the Cowboys in that first game, at least you can look to the last game, January 4th, when they come to Giants Stadium, and it's probably, you know, they're probably playing for nothing. You can get them then. But the toughest part of the Giants schedule, when you play the Saints, and that's a team I think you can beat. They've got a rookie head coach. Who's their quarterback? I don't know. On a short week, you got to turn around and play the Eagles 4 days later. So October 5th, you'll play the Saints. But then on Thursday Night Football, October 9th, it'll be Saquon coming back to MetLife. And then 17 days later, you got to play the Eagles again. And that's after going to Mile High. It's Thursday Night Football, Eagles. Then you'll have a little bit of time off, but then you got to go to Denver and play the Broncos, which the Broncos were a playoff team last year. And they're going to be better this year. And so you got to go play them in the altitude. And then the following week, you got to go to Philly. You got to go to the Link and face Saquon and those guys again. Like, that is a tough stretch of games from week 5, 6, 7. That could decide your season right there. If you don't come out of the gate and get any wins between facing the Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers, like, you know, this is going to be wrong. And you can write this down too. This is going to be wrong. But in theory, the Giants could start 1-8 with the Saints being that only win. They'll probably find a way to beat one of those teams. They'll probably be, I don't know, 2-7. But just on paper, looking at that schedule, the first 8 weeks of the season, halfway through the season, I see one win. And it's tough to play in New Orleans. It's tough to go down there and play in that dome. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to be cooking up this year? But that's why we watch. This Giants defense is supposed to be legit, just in theory with the names. I was talking about their defensive line and Dexter Lawrence. He's arguably the best at his position. And then when you surround him with Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Kayvon. And then who's that kid out of Tulane they drafted? I think that kid's got he's got potential. I always forget his name, but I watched his film when they drafted him. I'm like, not Tulane, Toledo. Toledo. Yeah. Darius Alexander. He's 6'4", 305 pounds. He's got some boogie to him. He can move. So if they can hang their hat on the defensive line, if they can hang their hat on their secondary, and their linebackers are good enough, play defense, keep guys under 20 points. Russell Wilson, veteran, having Malik Nabers, having a run game. If the offensive line can do anything, they should be all right. I did want to pull some sound from the Mets as the Mets win. Yeah, Jack, let's hear Brandon Nimmo. As I was just speaking about, Brandon Nimmo's, you know, leading off. He's on a roll. Any thought of putting Nimmo back in center field and then maybe figuring out left field with a better bat, taking Tyrone Taylor, put him on the bench. Here's what Brandon Nimmo had to say about his consistency in 2025. Yeah, let's hear from Nimmo.
Last year, I think, after the All-Star break, when I didn't make the All-Star game, I felt like, okay, then I'm not good enough. Like, I need to do more. Mm-hmm. And I think that got me in trouble. And then I wasn't being myself there for a few weeks, and that kind of tailspun. So so this year, I've just kind of been like, I'm going to trust the process. I'm not going to be successful all the time, but that's okay. If I do the little things right on a daily basis, then I should be okay in the long run, and just trusting that process more often. It's been really important to us. We go back and we look at, okay, what are the expected numbers? How are you chasing? All that stuff. Like, and when we go look at that stuff, it's looking pretty good. And so then we just stay the course, make small adjustments along the way. Understanding that every pitcher is different and every team is different. But I think that's been the key for me is, just saying that, who I am is good enough, and let's just go out there and compete with what we've got tonight. Just make small adjustments along the way and trust the process.
Brandon Nimmo is healthy. Brandon Nimmo is a long-tenured Met. Brandon Nimmo is a veteran, a guy that is paid, and a guy that, like he said, he learned from last year. It's good to hear a guy talk about like an all-star snub. He should have been an all-star last year. But then, what it did to him, and now he's kind of locked in. Oh, man. I was about to say, let's go to Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes throwing 104 pitches. Yeah, I wasn't even looking at the time. I'm tired, man. I got to go home. I got to shower off the stadium. It was hot out there, bro. There's a sauna out there. Cue it up for Hoff. Hoff, make sure you play the audio of Clay Holmes talking about, how he felt physically in the fifth inning after throwing a season-high 104 pitches. Maybe Carlos Mendoza. I don't know, Hoff. Do your thing. Do whatever you want to do on your show. Don't listen to me. Pete Hoffman coming up next. He'll take you till 5 a.m., and then we'll roll into Saturday. Beningo, C-Mac, I don't know the rest of the schedule, but I'm out of here. You won't hear from me until Monday. So, again, appreciate everybody. Have a good weekend. Let's go, Yanks, and I'll catch you next week. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.